Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smith and international
call. It is
the
time for the internet. Interface complete.
And I'll buy that for a dollar. All right, people, check this out, man. Let me get this up and running, because, you know this is the most controversial motherfucking show on Blog Talk Radio. Why? Because we bring you the truth, Puddin' Pie. You know what I'm saying? And the truth hurts. But damn it, we stick it to you so hard, you know what I'm saying? You got to love the feeling. So let's go ahead and tell you what we're doing. All right, here we go. Get my porn music started real quick. All right, check this out. Now, this is My Health, Your Health Monday. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building with your host, Captain Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying? Live from the 813 Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? That's how we hold it down. And what we're covering today, basically, let me tell you how we do this, okay? The description of the show goes, are you living right? Okay, you got to ask yourself some questions, you know, or at least do you feel healthy? Do you maintain a proper diet, or are you, and I can eat anything and still be healthy and weightless type of person? You know, do you take vitamins or supplements to help get you through the day? You know, is your health affected by your surroundings or the people you are around? You know, well, come on through, and let's come up with some healthy choices and talk about how things affect our daily healthy lives and how we can bring about some change. Bring your ass. Know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shouts out to the Ultimate Mind University, which is Ultimate Mind U on Blog Talk Radio. Had a very enlightening show, man. Pick up a book, The Four Corners, I believe it's called The Four Corners. Positive book, though. And, basically just saying, you know, get it, you know, respect you. You know what I'm saying? If you want anybody else to respect you. You know what I'm saying? Love you if you want anybody else to love you. You know what I'm saying? Be true to you. Be real to you if you want anybody else to do the same. You know what I'm saying? Do unto others as you want them to do unto you, which is a true statement. All right. Now, what we're covering today is water. I've been covering this all last week because this is shit. The only important thing right now that's going on. And I've been saying since this shit happened, the recent oil spill from off of the Gulf of Mexico, dealing with the rig, the Deepwater Horizon, it wasn't an accident. Okay, I don't believe that. You know, for every man-made action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and I'm gonna tell you why. You know what I'm saying? In just a few minutes, we're gonna get all into that. We're going to be contacting the actual owners of the rig. You know what I'm saying? We're going to contact at least the United States branch. They're actually located out of Switzerland, which is the main operating branch. You know what I'm saying? But they have offices located throughout the U.S., Cayman Islands, Asia, and Africa. You know what I'm saying? So they got their hands tied into a lot of shit. So we're going to be contacting them, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be asking some real interesting questions today. I give everybody a little quick look up. IXTOC1. Yeah, XTOX1. You know what I'm saying? Back on June 3rd, 1979. Look up that, you know what I'm saying? In the spare time. And then we're going to get into that. Because today's topic is our water, you know what I'm saying, and our water situation, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to definitely be calling and figuring out what the fuck is going on, man, because it's my belief that these motherfuckers is trying to poison your water supply, you know what I'm saying? And if it's not the U.S., they're trying to poison Mexico's water supply and kill their wildlife. And whatever kills their wildlife will also directly impact us and fuck up our wildlife. You also see they trying to motherfucking, you know, stop Mexicans from coming over into the country and shit. You know, all this is connected somehow, you know what I'm saying? And by the end of this show, we might even motherfucking come to the conclusion, you know, what is all connected, you know what I'm saying? A little early shout-outs to the Netherlands. This is how far we're reaching, you know what I'm saying, on this network, all the way from Florida to the Netherlands. So, you know, when this cat get out the box, you know what I'm saying, the whole world knows about it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what time it is. It's time to stop being afraid, you know what I'm saying, and keeping the information to yourself, and you have to share alike. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we all about. So coming back right after this.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
All now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
No, that's right. Hey, man. Just to let you know, all my people's up there in Boston, New England area, shouts out to Miss Red Shades, doing her thing up in school, you know what I'm saying, one of our female artists here, be playing her right after this commercial, and Hot Steps Magazine, we're going to be calling Miss Linda Blake today also, a little later on in the show, we're going to call Miss Linda Blake up, who's the manager, editor, owner, all that good stuff of Hot Steps Magazine, so we're calling her up. Getting a little update with her and, you know, introducing y'all to the world. So this is a little promo she sent to me, you know what I'm saying, to advertise a little event they got coming up on May 22nd. Y'all check it out.
Hot Steps Magazine,
KCGT, and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by
Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
That's real. And one of the hottest ladies out of Boston, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing real big up there. It's Miss Red Shades. And I'm going to play y'all a little up-to-date song, you know what I'm saying? And this is actually a little remix that I done remixed, you know what I'm saying? And it's Verse Simmons, who I had the pleasure of meeting, you know what I'm saying, cool brother in person, signed him and gave me an autograph and everything. Told me I had a funny name, which is cool with me. You know what I'm saying? At least you pay attention to the name. And, it's also featuring Young Jock and Miss Red Shade. So y'all check this out, and we're going to come right back. My Health, Your Health Monday was up in the building. Starship Smelly Pride. It's Regular Game Radio.
Major Surveillance.
If you're a single lady, let me buy you. Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better. What's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want.
Work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend. If you're a single,
on me. Just cool breeze, hailing from the beam, so I always show the three. Trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking. Yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking. I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around. And we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds. And I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth on me, I just hope you can tame it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it, we'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come by? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want, work that, work that. I can give you what you want,
work that, work that. I came with your girlfriends, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady, let me buy you around.
With that line, what's your name, what's your style? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's in the yard. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottle's gon' pop.
My name and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is lethal. Recognize a real lady and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling attacked. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I would not play second to one. So try again and get yourself another chick. You couldn't play me, what you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you're standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, it's cool. Not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think do the bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no name. What comes along is the gift and the curse. You may think they your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more safe with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bump you when your sidekick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they feel and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well they better come correct. Come correct. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo.
I know.
But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool,
it's cool. Not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they're gonna try and test me, but they never do that. At most, indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly, getting shook. Well, evidently try to say they never met me.
Met me.
Guess that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me that's a shame.
Shame.
And I don't know who with the blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. Yeah. You know our chicks try to act. Smile on your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff, but it's all good, cause I'm living.
you living? No, I'm just kidding. Ha-ha.
Alright, people, alright, we back, my health, your health, Monday. That's Miss Red Shades right there out of Boston. And we gotta beam somebody up. Man, I gotta do the hard beam though. But we got an international caller right here, all the way from the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? We got an international caller right here. So we got to beam up the first time caller to the show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on 1 second. Get them beamed up here. Hold your ears, everybody. Hold your ears. Get them beamed up. All right, in the building. Mr. Side Nine.
Hi, Smelly. How are you doing?
Up in the building. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are speaking to the future.
Yeah.
Future, how are you doing?
6 p.m. in the Netherlands over here. My dog is complaining. She isn't getting enough attention, so I'll have to shut her up. How are you doing, Smelly?
Hey, man, I'm blessed and unstressed, man. Concerned. Probably want to be where you at right about now.
I don't know. I want to trade with you. I like the warm weather better than the weather we got here.
Yeah, but at least you can drink the water without fearing you're going to get killed and shit.
Yeah, that's correct. We can drink the water, but that's gonna change in the future.
Yeah, man. So I'm sitting up here. I'm calling a company that they call Transocean. They're the owners of the Deep Water Horizon, which is the oil rig that supposedly, you know what I'm saying, tipped over and then sank.
didn't it explode and sank into the sea, something like that?
Yeah, 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 right.
Yeah, terrible stuff.
Yeah, right.
A little ill in there.
Yeah, right. And,
can I give a quick shout out to some people?
Run it, man. Run it. You were talking into the future. The future is talking to you now, people.
People have been bugging me for quite some time to call into shows, but they always ask me at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. at night, and I don't want to do it then. So I'm doing it now, and I'm giving a shout out to the people who ask me a lot. Hi, Angel. Hi, Jekyll. Hi, Florida. This is my first call in ever to BTR, so...
That was real. First call. Hold on. We got to give an applause to that. Where my applause at? That's the first call, people. Right here live on the Star System Smelly Prize. I'm the first goddamn person you ever called on the Star System Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? That's a momentous moment right here. Give it up. That's real.
Thank you, thank you. What do you have planned for the show today?
Oh man, I'm getting into this water situation, man, because I'm calling up the actual company that's the owner of the rig. You know what I'm saying? And I got some questions for him. Mainly because this incident is not the first time. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean the Exxon. See, when I called up the company the other day, the dude was talking about the Exxon Valdez, and you know, I was talking about the contingency plan that they had for him. And they said, well, we only had a contingency plan that would cover oil spill like a ship, but we never encountered anything like this before to have a contingency plan for. But in actuality, they lied. So the two links that I put into the chat room was leading to the other company called IXTOC, IXTOC1, which was an exploratory oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, about 100 kilometers northwest from the city of Carmen in Campeche, and this is where the water was 50 meters deep, only 50 meters deep now. So on June 3rd, 1979, and you can read these exact same words that they're using to explain what happened in 2010. The whale suffered a blowout and is recognized as the second, and this is in 1979, and is recognized as the second largest oil spill and the largest accidental spill in history.
All right. I was listening to a radio show the other day, and that was quite worrying. They said that the oil rig that went down was based on new technology that was used in every oil rig today, and that this oil rig failed quite easily, and they were quite worried about the hurricane season when there are hurricanes passing all the other oil platforms.
Yeah, but to me... This is all a plan, you know what I'm saying? It just so happens to blow out when our biggest season picks up to where, you know what I'm saying, when the waters are going to get rough and all that oil can get carried even further out into the Gulf. You see what I'm saying? And this happened in 1979, so why you didn't have a contingency plan already in place, some kind of made-up plan, and... They already had, okay, there's an accident, and then the aftermath. Okay, in the next 9 months, because this is what's going to happen right here. I'm telling y'all the future of what's going to happen. You're going to read this in your headlines, because this is what happened 20-some years ago. It already fucking happened. In the next 9 months, experts and divers were brought into, and this is including Red ADAR, a DARE, which is some kind of special souped-up diving team, were brought in to contain and cap the oil well. Approximately an average of 10,000. Now they talking about 5,000 is leaking right now, but this is approximately an average of 10,000 to 30,000 barrels per day were discharged into the Gulf until it was finally capped on March 23rd. So that's from June, July, August, September. No, wait, hold on. No, wait. If it happened on June to March 23rd of what, the next year?
I guess.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. To the next fucking year. So you talking about till March 23rd, 1980, it was not capped until March 23rd, 1980. Prevailing currents, i.e. our damn hurricane seasons, carried the oil towards the Texas coastline. The U.S. government had 2 months to prepare booms which to protect major inlets, which now they're sitting up here talking about the contingency plan included boom, fire booms and shit, which they had to borrow from fucking Puerto Rico and other states because they didn't have any. Hint, hint. Eventually, in the U.S., 162 miles, 261 kilometers of beaches and 1,421 birds were affected by 3 million barrels of oil. Mexico rejected U.S. request to be compensated for cleanup costs.
Whoa. How many barrels are we at now?
I don't even know. I guess we're going to have to find out because I'm on damn sure call them and we're going to get Guy Cantwell, who's the communications and news media, which he's probably some pantsy ass who ain't going to even know what the hell he even talking about, reading from a teleprompter or something. You know what I'm saying? So we'll probably get the half truth from him. But because the office is actually located in Switzerland. And, you know, can you do three-way call off of Skype?
I don't know. I just installed it, so I think I need some money on my account to get a three-way.
Do all that. Yeah, I might have to invest in that. Because if I can call different countries, fucking right I'll call to Switzerland. Because we can get their ass on the phone line. What it do, you know what I'm saying? Talk to the main people. Fuck all this American shit trying to learn the half-truth, you know what I'm saying? Go outside the box.
You can easily do that if you have a mixer. You can put an extra audio input into your system, and then you can put in three-way calls.
Oh, yeah?
Just call from your house and rig the audio up to your BTR.
Yeah, but I'm saying how to make international calls, though.
Skype can do international calls, though.
Yeah. I wonder if a calling card. I might be able to find a calling card that can make international calls, too. Because if you call the calling card, that'll, you know what I'm saying, just patch it straight through there.
You should talk to the other BTR host. I don't know the host system, so I don't know what's possible with that. But I'm sure there's some way to take three-way calls.
Yeah, that's something simple. Yeah, so that's my biggest thing today, though. Oil slicks around it, Rancho Nuevo in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, which is one of the few nesting sites for Kempsey's Ridley sea turtles, which is going to be affected again. Thousands of baby sea turtles were airlifted to a clean portion of the Gulf of Mexico to help save the rare species. I mean, This is all I'm saying is this happened already. You feel me? This happened over 20, 25 years ago. You know, and the same shit they talking about, and this was in the news, hydrocarbons filled up the columns, blowing out the well. The hydrocarbons caught fire and the platform collapsed. What happened in the news? The same bullshit. So how in the fuck is this new technology running off of 25-year-old technology?
I have no idea. You don't got to ask me. I don't know nothing about oil rigs.
Nothing, man. Well, I don't either, but I know about the headlines and what don't sound right. And that don't sound right. That don't sound right. If this is supposed to be new technology, and when I talk to the dude, the new oil rigs is supposed to be made of sort of like a hovercraft, you know what I'm saying? A big inflatable raft. You know, and that's what it is. It's a semi-submersible platform. So meaning half of it's in the water, underwater, and half of it's not, and half of it's out of the water. You know what I'm saying? Kind of just floating there. You know what I'm saying? With this big-ass pipe filtering into it. And that's what you basically got, a big floating platform. but with no supports on either side of it. You know what I'm saying? To just in case it happens to topple over. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing in place. There's no contingency plan in place at all.
Okay, at the moment, there are 4.2 million gallons of oil leaked into the Gulf.
Now
it's at, done, yeah.
And that's at 3 million. That took over a year. Well, over, let's see, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. Yeah, it took over 9 months. It took over 9 months to cap. Now, that's only been going on for over a little over 3 weeks now, April 20th. It started leaking. The leak started April 20th. So that ain't even 3 weeks. That's about 3 weeks now. And it's already at how many gallons?
4.2 million gallons. And that's a careful guess. I don't know what agency took the guess, the NOAA.
Yeah.
But there are some outside experts that predict a leak of five times that much. The NOAA did a 200,000 gallon a day guess, and the outside experts say more than 1 million gallons a day. So that would be over 20 million gallons of oil leaked into the sea.
Man, you want to move down here? Bring it on, brother. I'm like, we can switch. I can prepare for the cold. I can't prepare for fucking oil slick water that's coming through my goddamn water pipes.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll wait till that pops over.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what Mexico's going to go through. Let me see how, I mean, like what a direct, see, that's what I need to make international calls, because I'll call somebody in Mexico and, you know what I'm saying, talk to them about the shit, because this shit's crazy, man. 1979 disasters. Let's see. They got natural. They had fires. They had the WHO concert disaster. Anthrax leak. And then you got Ixtoc 1. Well, they ain't no bunch of shit, though. Wow. But yeah, man, that's affecting our health today. You know what I'm saying? The damn water system is being poisoned, and I want to ask, you know what I'm saying, ask some questions. So matter of fact, let's go ahead, man. Let's let the world talk to Guy Cantrell and see if he wants to answer some questions. He probably won't, but I'm switching up the name today. Is DJ FTP? You know what I'm saying? DJ Fight the Power. And that's what we're doing, because we're fighting the power. My Health, Your Health Monday, man. See what the hell's going on with this freaking... I just want to see if he even knew about the shit back in the 1980s. He might be some old young buck, 20 years old. No, I wasn't even born then. Well, man, put somebody older on the phone, young ass. Get out of here. All right, here we go.
Hello, this is Guy.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wow, you sound like an answer machine. I thought the answer machine picked up. How you doing today?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Cut this off. How you doing today? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please. I'm driving, though. I cannot talk long.
Oh, okay. Well, is it a good time for me to call you back? I'm actually calling off a radio show program.
Okay, well, yeah, it's not a good time to talk to a radio show program.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We're not doing interviews right now either. But I'm just getting through a light, so I've got to get off the phone here.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah, I bet that. And I bet y'all motherfuckers ain't taking calls. Yeah, imagine that. See, that's why I don't. That's why I don't tell people I'm off the radio and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because then they get all the little, you know, oh, it's media. you know, can't talk to them. So I come off on them, you know what I'm saying, on that, you know, I'm just a concerned citizen level. And then they more, you know what I'm saying, they be more open with you. Let's see. What's this, alert.net? Major oil spills in the U.S. A growing oil spill. One of the biggest oil-related environments. Okay, so that says that's 120 miles. How big was this one? How big was this? Oh, he's drilling. Okay, what is this? What did you do? Put the dog up? It's all quiet now.
No, she's next to me.
Oh. Oh, you're paying attention. Uh-oh. Smoke with the dog. Smoke with the dog. Hey, dog. What's happening? Roof to the roof. I was drilling.
She wants to walk if she wants to walk. But I'm staying with you for another 15 minutes or so. I'm taking the dog.
Oh, take it
out.
I'll be back. Yeah. Let me see. This is, she doesn't say how wide it was, though. Oh, there you go. 162 miles wide. So this is at 120 miles wide right now.
No, not right now. April 30 or something?
Oh, yeah, that was April 30th. Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, so that was 10 days ago, 11 days ago. So 11 days ago, they said 5,000 barrels of oil, and it could be weeks to stop the flow. Imagine that.
Yeah, this must be the biggest oil spill ever.
Yeah, you feel me? And they keep saying that dumb shit, though. Look at this is what I'm saying about history, though, man. What the fuck? You can't keep trying to top. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, we didn't do it better. We got to top that one. You know what I'm saying? You can't play around with this type of resource. And that's what they're doing. I mean, they showing on Wikipedia, they show you the massive, I mean, the amount of oil is massive. And I don't know what they talking about burning the oil off. I don't know how the hell you burn oil, because burning the oil, then it pollutes the damn ozone.
I wonder why it takes so long to close that hole. I mean, we can send people into space, and we can also pour in the ground.
Now, damn hole that we created, though. That's all I'm saying. If you put billions of dollars, hold on. Okay, during the removal of the pipe, the drilling mud suddenly began to flow up towards the surface. Normally, this flow can be stopped by activating shear rams contained in the blow preventer. These rams are designed to sever and seal off the well on the ocean floor.
Yeah, on the bottom.
However, in this case, drill collars, feel me, had been brought in line with the BOP, and the BOP rams were not able to sever the thick steel walls of the drill collars, leading to a catastrophe. Man, come the fuck on. What you knew about all this, this is all I'm saying. If you got new technology, and this is 25-year-old technology, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't figure out that the shear rams on the damn blowout preventer, you know what I'm saying? Okay, 25-year-olds failed because of the wall was too thick. Okay, so let's unthicken the wall so we won't have another fucking catastrophic blowout. Which is what we just dealt with.
Just another rust job. They wanted the technology, they developed it, and they didn't test it enough, and now they're done with the trouble that's giving them.
Yeah, but you're doing that at the cost of, hell, the Mexican people right now. I can't even really. It's damn sure affecting everybody, though. I mean,
everybody.
You know, seafood all the way across the board. I don't give a fuck where you stay at. Seafood all the way across the board is finna go high as gas. You know what I'm saying? So all the seafood lovers out there, I ain't a seafood lover myself, so I don't give a shit. I can go into the backyard and fish in my lake. You know what I'm saying? I just won't be eating no damn shrimps and lobsters. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really too much going to be affecting me. But others, you know what I'm saying? They have to, you know, like yourself, y'all got to get, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff imported. as well as getting stuff exported. You know what I'm saying? So as well as us getting stuff imported, there's a lot of stuff we got to get from you that we won't even be able to get from you. You know what I'm saying? Or we have to get it just directly from you and won't be getting nothing from us. So therefore, you don't have an equal exchange. Therefore, the price is going to go up. I mean, that's what any country. It's gonna get, I ain't going to say it's going to get crazy, because it didn't get crazy back in 1980, or you would have really heard about it. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know what was the fallout effect of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? After the aftermath. You know, how did the economy, how was it affected? You know what I'm saying? Did the gas prices go up? You know what I'm saying? All that. Let's see. Impact. Economic impact study. Oh, okay, they didn't study on it. Let's see what the impact study said. Let's go over here and check this out. Poison in the water. Poison in the water, man. They're already poison in the air, so they can try to charge for air in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and poison in the goddamn water and get them set up to pay for that shit. Alright. Mother Earth is bleeding, people. She doesn't bleed blood. She bleeds oil. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you gotta look at it. Man, what the... Are you gonna pull up or what? There we go. The Ixtoc 1 oil spill economic impact study. What happened? Okay, now they show a bridge that just happened. But this is what I don't understand either. How do y'all never have beams to prevent them from toppling over, though? You see what I'm saying? You just got some shit just sitting with no four-corner support or anything. That ain't registering to me. Damn, what the hell is that? Alright, recreation. Man, this shit gives charts and everything. 1979, people, we finna discover it. Alright, here we go. Let's go up. Okay, we're in table of contents. Covers everything from the beverages, grains, crop production, dairy products, water, recreational, tourism. Damn. This report includes the methods used and the results obtained by studying the tourist activity along the Texas Gulf Coast and making an assessment of the possible impact of the oil spills caused by the sinking of the Burma Agate and the blowout of Ixtoc 1 Mexican oil well in the Bay of Campeche in 1979. What the hell is Burma Agate?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
what's it spelled?
B-U-R-M-A-H space A-G-A-T-E, Agate. Burma Agate. It has to be another oil rig or something.
I'm looking right now. B-U-R-M-H.
M-A-H. M-A-H.
Burma Gate scenario. Continue to show. I'll look for some information. Can't find it directly. Right.
Well, that's I'm pretty sure that's another oil rig, though. And in connection with this Ixtoc 1, because Ixtoc 1 is an oil rig, and they both in the same sentence. Incidental to the main purpose of the oil spill impact, the study reveals the status of data collection and monitoring of tourism and the need for improvement in models and regular measures. The following report includes three main sections. Economic model, blah, 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 blah. Texas Coastal... let's see. remnants of a late 19th century resort area can be found today, blah, blah, blah. In fact, Southerners dominated northern cool resorts to escape the heat and disease. Then prevalent in the South was the market, the North was the destination. Texas and its Gulf Coast encountered a gradual growth of tourism throughout the post-World War II eras, but did not experience a real breakthrough until the late 60s. Several factors seemed to converge to bring Texas into the spotlight of tourist development in these later years. One thing, the great economic expansion of the Sun Belt and the media coverage of Texas as a boom industrial and business development area brought increasing masses of visitors. The great expansion of reservoirs in Texas, blah, 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 blah. All right. And, yeah, we all know about fucking slavery and all that shit. Fucking Texans. Staying 30 days. In recent years. Corpus Christi, recent. Yeah, blah. Coastal tourist amenities offer a special mix, unlike other destinations. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, how's all this in? Okay, implied. Zone defined. Okay. This is what I'm wondering. Well, how the fuck did all this have to do with what? Okay. The beach zone reaches both into water and onto the land, especially if wide and sandy, supports the most popular water-based tourist activities. Okay. Experience of the development of tourism. Blah, blah, blah. And then, okay, I'm reading a bunch of studies, but... This doesn't really, this is just song. I don't need no tourism facts and shit. Alright, let's get past tourism shit.
Can't find anything about the Bill Negate either.
Let's see. There you go. Got it. I'm telling you, man, that's something strange, too. How in the hell, you know, my search engine is this different than yours. You know what I'm saying? And this is it. Burma Gate.
Maybe I spelled it wrong.
B-U-R-M-A-H space A-G-A-T-E. Not all together. It's not one word. It's two words. On the morning of November 1st, 1979, the Burma Gate and the Mimosa collided at the entrance to Galveston Harbor. The Mimosa struck the Burma Gate on its starboard side, tearing an 8-by-15-foot hole in the hull near cargo tank number 5. An explosion occurred upon impact, and the leaking oil ignited. United States Coast Guard immediately dispatched the Coast Guard cutter Valiant to begin search and rescue operations. By 12:30, all 26 crew members of the Mimosa had been found, but only 6 of the Burma Gates' 37 crew members were accounted for. The owners of the Burma Gate assumed responsibility for the spill response. They contracted Clean Water Incorporation for cleanup operation in Smith International Inc. to fight fires on the Burma Gate to assist in salvage. The Burma Gate burned until January 8, 1980, and was towed to Brownsville, Texas on February 1st for scrapping. United States Coast Guard District 8 vacuum truck, keyword collision, explosion, fire, vehicles, vacuum truck, open water oil containment and recovery system, open water oil recovery system, skimmers, U.S. Navy Superintendent of Salvage, clean water, lightering, salvage, Gulf Strike Team, boom, and manual removal. All right, well, shit. Let me see who we can call in reason, because I know some of these motherfuckers are still in operation. How about the open water oil containment and recovery system? Let's see what the fuck that is. All right, let's try to look up some information. That's what Burma Gate is. Found out what that is. All right. It fucked up a lot of shit. And, okay, open water. Open water, free oil, recovery system, components, vessel, boom, and skimmers. Okay, this is coming from Section B, Part 3 of the Mechanical Recovery Tactics, on water, free oil. The objective of the free oil recovery tactic is to contain and recover spilled oil on the water, thus minimizing impact on the environment. In some situations, the Unified Command may task the free oil recovery team with maximizing oil recovery, while in other situations, the objective may be to maximize protection of a sensitive area by encountering oil that is on a trajectory to impact that area. Now, this is written in 1980, people. The general strategy is to first identify the trajectory and location of the spilled oil by performing overflight surveillance and trajectory analysis, which we have nowadays because these motherfuckers are giving you pictures from fucking space. That's what we got the goddamn satellites for. You know what I'm saying? So this is showing you how far we done you know what I'm saying, got ahead of ourselves in technology. They talking about overflight surveillance. Well, we got radar imagery and shit. Number two is select a deployment configuration that best supports the operating environment and available resources. Three is to mobilize to a location downstream and upwind of the slick and deploy free oil recovery teams. Number four is to encounter the oil and concentrate it in oil containment boom. Five is to recover the oil with available skimming systems. And number six is to store the recovered fluid in a primary storage device until it can be transferred to secondary storage. Tactic descriptions: free oil recovery systems are comprised of vessels with oil boom for containment and concentration, skimming systems for recovery, and primary storage devices for temporary storage. There is a great variation in the way these systems are configured depending on the operating environment, type of oil and state of weathering, and the available deployment platforms. Examples of skimming systems and primary storage devices may be found in the marine recovery tactic, meaning they already have, you know what I'm saying, some kind of fucking plan in place. I mean, they have it. Yeah, if it's just a
different
model.
Kind of thing. They were going to use hay to get the water out. Wasn't that on the show yesterday?
On the news? Yeah, what the fuck did he say?
And today I read that they were going to use human hair to get the oil out of the water. I think it's the same principle as using hay. I think that floats on top of the water and the oil sticks to it and you can just fish it out. Something like that.
Man, they have different recovery systems, though. I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? They have it for calm water. Free oils are composed of for calm, fast water. You know what I'm saying? They have different systems, broken ice, the U-boat configuration, even for broken ice. Yeah, free oil recovery in broken ice may be difficult to deploy and operate because of ice interfering with the boom and skimming system. Free oil recovery systems deployed in broken ice should be highly maneuverable, utilizing vessels that can safely operate in ice. Sometimes ice leads can act to contain and concentrate oil so that a marine recovery system can be used for collection. Isophilic rope skimmers are preferred over brush or wire skimmers in broken ice. Because ice tends to clog wear and brush skimmers, skimming system efficiency is generally reduced in broken ice.
Some skimming systems don't work there due to the enormous waves. So the water just, I don't know, what's it called in English, jumps over the skimming system and it's not that effective. So they had to search for another way to get the oil out. That's what I heard.
Right. Okay, well, then they have a V-boom configuration consists of vessels, towing, boom, and a recovery device, skimmer, in a V configuration, which shows two boats on each side. But see, the problem here is you got an ongoing problem, though. You see what I'm saying? This is not a, you know, ship spilt over, and it's just water floating there. You know what I'm saying? This is
now it's continuing to flow into the water. Yeah, that's really hard.
That's,
but
yeah,
I hope they're already working on getting the oil out, or are they doing nothing at the moment?
Probably nothing, since I read that the motherfucking dude went on vacation and shit for 4 days while the shit was fucking going on. So probably nothing. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers talking about they made a 100-ton cap to put over top of the motherfucking shit. Right. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how a cap is. How can you cap an oil? I don't understand how you can cap anything, you know what I'm saying, without causing more pressure to build up eventually and then still do what the fuck you put the shit on there to stop. And that's the leak.
Yeah, but they use some
pressure
build-up. Some heavy-duty materials in there. That's not something we have around the house. There's a big, big metal plates. I don't know what material they are, but we can't lift them.
Yeah.
But still isn't strong enough, probably.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Titanium and shit. They're going to use titanium, but the titanium wouldn't hold. Now we got a permanent hole in the fucking ocean bottom floor and shit. And no way to motherfucking the cap it. Imagine that. You know what I'm saying? They have shit to cap it. You know what I'm saying? They already let you know what I just read. You know what I'm saying? They cap it. You know what I'm saying? It has been capped. It's not like it hasn't been capped.
Hey, Smelly, I'm going to take the opportunity to take my dog out for a few minutes. I'll mute the Skype here. I'll stay online, and I'll be back not too long, 10, 15 minutes. All right.
That's what's up, brother. Go ahead and let the dogs out. Who let the dogs out? Oh, damn. You heard about that song way over there?
Yeah, sure. That's an old song.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's fucking old. One hit wonder ass motherfuckers.
United States music goes all around the world, so.
Yeah, it sucks. All the way around the world. Yeah, it does. Fucking music sucks. But it's weird
why does that suck?
Yeah, because world music doesn't come here, though. How in the hell does all our music reach you guys? But
well,
Netherlands music, Asian music, none of that music reaches over here.
Whoa,
I mean, you subscribe to XM radio and all that kind of shit.
Think about that for a moment. You are a music producer. You're in the music business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do a producing of, let's say, for instance, Dutch music, where you have a crowd of about 25 million people that speak Dutch? Or do you want to do it in English, where, I don't know, 700-800 million people speak English, maybe more, lots more. So think about your revenue.
Right. Oh, okay. The market. Yeah, the market is bigger.
Getting them
to come on this side than us coming to that side.
If you make one big hit in the United States, you can almost retire. And if you make one big hit with a Dutch song, you're not even halfway.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point. Marking
anyway
is a little bit better. All right, well, go ahead, brother. I'm going to get into a song, and then we're gonna come back, you know what I'm saying, after this. Few songs, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
All right, we're going to get into a little songs, man, and we're going to come right back after these messages. It's My Health, Your Health Monday. You want to call in live, it's 347-237-5125. Get your voice heard to the world, and I mean the world. And we got Netherlands on the line.
DJ
Come right back at you.
some of y'all chicks be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked.
Girl, don't be slow now. Get your home and put some family in. You know I keep it real, what's round and tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, but it ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it's hard to see. Can't do it how you need it. Get
this right here, and this right here. Make some, makes all lame disappear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Alone and she cooking me breakfast, straighten me a top cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace, this right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long, this right here got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone, very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my Dutch, then I switch my gears. Whisper sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, this right here.
Girl, don't be slow now. Get your home and put some time in. You know I keep it real, what's round and tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, but it ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it like me, better give it some.
This right here, yeah. And this right here, keep her coming back, that's this right here. If I'm locked up, she accept my call. 32 carats, baby, with no flaws. Never miss at the youth, then it's right back to the block like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have an end here. Break up, loving when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup. Break up, loving when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be slow now. Get your home and put some time in. You know I keep it real, what's round and tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do.
It's time to get paid. Let's all make it happen. I got up in the studio, young fellow.
Everybody
I merged from the south and left the north. 10 years ago, I found fame and fortune. 10 years later, now I'm worth a fortune. I got an occupation, Hollywood status, fame and fortune. That's my passion. I'm eating good, you other rappers just acting. I'm young fella, just sets the captain.
Oh, who that of mine, so I gotta keep it gutter. Been there and done it, but I still move forward. I'm motivated to be anything in life. That's my dream, I know my rights. Did a couple wrong, but I got my props.
Right.
I'm standing strong, I got my strength.
Right.
I was legit when I learned how to fight. And you can't break me down with your hands.
You did a nice
divide.
My fame and fortune, and myself, and myself. I said, I found my fame and fortune.
Even know
you can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you already got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
Right.
Help somebody, pull somebody up. All you can do is, let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make this remix, remix,
the time
remix,
of life.
Remix.
It gets all hard.
All over the world.
Remix,
remix, New York City.
You got to make it through that
Hollywood,
hard
Hollywood, California.
And life.
Remix, remix, Chicago.
That's why.
Florida.
We here to say
Detroit. Remix, remix.
Only the songs survive.
All over the world.
Now only the songs survive. Cause only the songs survive.
Remix, remix.
Come on, baby boy.
Everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to split them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. Hard times, everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to split them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. It's like murder.
Business
that I have done, got mama crying tonight, because they locked up a son. I'm getting tired of pressure, getting tired of pain. They got me smoking all these people, fucking up my brain, got me going insane in this bitch. I'm trying to drop a single down, trying to get rich. But who gonna throw the pitch, nigga, if I don't drop the bowl? I represent the east side and the FOMO. And you know the pussy niggas get smoked.
So low, low, niggas
go up. It's my soul, cause I'm breaking so rough and rugged. And people can't touch it. Man, it's hard time, got me feeling tough.
Sorry.
Hard time.
Only the storm survive. Cause only the storm survive.
Miami, Florida.
You know the storm.
Plus a nine, make me wave 150 on that straight. For me to face what I gotta face in these streets, where I gotta make what I gotta make. But you writing checks into my chest, just catching up with
Remax.
You, bitch. You never thought I'd miss you.
Louisiana.
It's only issue. Your legs and your thighs in the quarters, pushed all in the water. Death by design, a nigga all
got
on your order. Should've thought smarter, should've came harder, but should've, could've, would've, can't help you right now. So it's time for you to make a move, time for you to show and prove. Time to show these niggas that you do what you say you do. Repping on the block with
22's,
niggas say who? The dope man, the big man, the boss man. Ain't got nothing on the left hand, trick a man with a dead hand.
All over
only the storm survive.
Remix, remix.
Cause only the storm survive. You know the storm survive.
Remix, remix.
Only the storm survive.
Hey.
We gotta be strong, y'all.
All over the world.
We gotta hold on, y'all.
Remix, remix.
We gotta take the stand.
Take flight, ride, God on your side. Christ is dead, generation, government inflation, general force scan, hope straight raping. The hood, it ain't all good. Block party, I wish you would.
Remix,
only
remix.
The strong survive, not ride, ride,
all
ride,
the world.
Girls that demean, sees how they deep clean, sees how they tip lean, sees
that's how they act up. Now he wanna cause a scene, making up for the attention he was missing as a scene. Now I'm too wild, sing like Charlie Sheen, but he ain't major league, he ain't even on the team. He just loves to deceive, acts like he lives a dream. In reality, things ain't all what they seem. Always on campus, ain't involved in a thing. He just looking for a chick to live with another scheme. Looking for the broad with the lowest self-esteem. Talk her out of money to cop them ice cream. Daddy saw Pharrell rocking in that Vibe magazine. He don't know a true king, treats a lady like a queen. Caught up in the image, but he don't know what it means. I've done, and all the things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you tried. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find the day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it is.
Red land right there, you know what I'm saying? Don't know what it means. Live on My Health, Your Health Monday, man. And go ahead, beam Mr. Side Night back up in here. Just got done myself cooking a little food, you know what I'm saying? You got to do that. That's important for your health. And as we see, this is some controversy that's going to pop off because the dude hurriedly didn't want to, even though he was in traffic, you know what I'm saying? He still could have gave me a time to call back and shit. He straight up said, well, we're not talking to anybody. Why the fuck you don't want to be talking to anybody?
That's,
you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that about?
They are instructed to do so.
You know what I'm saying? So, this is, I ain't going to call the investors relations. Let's see, who else can we call that might give us some answers here. It's called, it was this College Station. Let's see, who can we call? It might give us some answers, man. Because, see, that gets in the deep. When you start talking about X-Talk 1 and all that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers,
yeah, this isn't real, though. This is a real big company, and they got all their people behind numbers, and being able to reach them, that's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
And all the people you can reach have had media training all the way, so they know what to say, and they will probably say, no, we can't give that information, and we're not giving interviews at this time, like you heard before.
Yeah. Okay, so where can we go from here, man?
Don't you have an environment organization in the area that's working on the problem that could give you some insight on about what's happening right now?
Okay, well, there you go. Let's look at the headlines and see who's helping out.
Because they're all the people that are doing the good work. I don't see the whole company doing a lot. If I had a say in this, I would close down all their old production until they had that hole fixed.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, all across the board, shit.
Yep, all production shut down until you get that hole fixed.
Okay, let's see who's from National Ocean Service Office of Response and Restoration. What the fuck is it? Where the hell is y'all office at? The NOAA, that's what we need to be talking to, probably. The Brian Coordinated Scientific Weather and Biological Response Services, the federal, state, and local. Yeah, that's what we need to talk to, fucking NOAA. Let's see if we can get somebody at their office, the NOAA. Emergency Response Division. See, that's weird. They don't have a information. Okay, here we go. Contact up. Okay. Based out of Maryland. All right, let's call the headquarters. Here we go.
Nellis Washington Company speaking.
Yes. What is this again?
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I was calling the right office. Do you all have a media section or a media representative?
Yes.
Okay. And who will I be speaking with?
I believe the person is Glenda Powell.
Glenda Powell.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Voicemail for Glenda Powell of the Office of Response and Restoration. Please leave me a brief message, and I will return your phone call as soon as possible. If this is a Friday, I will be teleworking and can be reached at 301-448-0416. Thank you.
Of course.
To leave a message, please wait for the tone. Or for operator assistance, dial 0. Or to transfer it to another extension, you may dial it now.
All righty then. Yes, Ms. Linda, would you please give me a call back? Area code 347-237-5125. My name is DJ FTP of Reckoning Game Radio. I'm actually doing a topic today, My Health, Your Health Monday, which we were covering the subject of water. And with the recent Gulf of Mexico oil spill, just wondering how would the water in local states be affected by what is actually going on. If this is a question that you can answer, please give me a call back in between the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. Again, the area code is 347-237-5125. Thank you.
Message has been recorded. To send your message, press 1. The message has been sent.
You've reached the...
All right, what'd you say?
And you think she's going to call back?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you got to make the effort. Try to be peaceful with it. I didn't leave a controversial You know, hey, I want to expose the goddamn Gulf of Mexico incident. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wonder if they have time for that right now.
Yeah. I ain't got time for that. I want to see what the fuck y'all going to do, though, you know? Mm-hmm.
I hope she calls back. I doubt it, but I hope she does.
Let's see. It's a drill. Let's see what they talking about. Took place in Sons of Defiance, a spill that, due to its severity, size, location, actual or potential impact on the public health and welfare or the environment, or the necessary response effort, is so complex that it requires extraordinary coordination of federal, state, local, and reasonable responsible party resources to contain and clean up the discharge. This SUNS exercise was intended to implement the National Incident Management System, NIM, and test oil spill response plans at the local unified command, UC Area Command, and National Incident NIC Response Organization in accordance with the National Contingency Plan, NCP, and National Response Framework. Now, this was conducted on March 24th and 25th in 2010. In 2010. So if you all just practice this shit, what the fuck happened? Okay, let's give the scenario what the fuck happened. SUNS 2010 featured a collision between two vessels, a car carrier and an oil tanker, approximately 16 miles off the coast in the Gulf of Maine. The collision occurred during a particularly strong winter storm with sub-freezing temperatures and restricted visibility. It resulted in a major coastal oil spill that exercised numerous other economic, environmental, and political challenges designed to stress all levels of the response organization. The oil spill exercise affected several states in the New England area, including Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. Their role... Over three decades of experience in supporting the Coast Guard and other response agencies with scientific coordination during exercises and real events. This support includes expertise in blah 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 blah. As a part of the SUNS 2010 exercise, ORNR field tested a newly developed situational awareness tool, IRMA. The Environmental Response Management Application is a web-based open-source mapping tool designed to capture and share geographic information used in science decision-making, both on-scene and remotely. So where the fuck was this at in the headlines? Where's IRMA at? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure. You know what I'm saying? Where the fuck is IRMA at then? Where's the mapping and... You know what I'm saying? All of this is showing where the hell it might be going, so y'all can put up some kind of contingency plan, you know what I'm saying, for floating oil. That's all the fuck it is, a bunch of floating oil. So, I mean, if you can't channel it off into, you know what I'm saying, some kind of, you know what I'm saying, curve it off into a channel, and then the channel needs to go into some big-ass reservoir, and then the reservoir needs to be a big-ass refinery to start refining the oil and separating the oil from the water, and then putting the water back into the water, and then, you know what I'm saying, putting the oil somewhere else. Why in the fuck this type of idea isn't being thought of, though?
That doesn't ask me. They knew this all the time. It happened years ago. What did you say, 79? Yeah. And the Exxon Valdez was 86?
Come on, man.
They should have some plan to get rid of the material. It's always the same. They let it go, and they clean up the mess later.
And it's the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's a barge, if it's a ship, if it's whatever. Oil and water do not mix. Oil will always float to the top. So
and we're lucky for that. And we're lucky for that.
You feel me? So how in the hell can you tell me you can't skim the shit off the top of the water? It's not in the water. It's on top of the fucking water. It's not supposed to register because it's wrong. If anybody can make sense out of that, you are just as wrong as them, because this is a nonsense situation, man-made bullshit. But you see, all of this shit that they done had, it happened before. There's been contingency plans in place, and just like that dude Eric, you know what I'm saying? Well, I probably need to call his ass back. and fucking talk to him about it. You know what I'm saying? And ask him a fuck about it. You know? Mm-hmm. This shit's weird, man. Oh, we missing some. Oh, damn. That's funny. As soon as I said we missing some people, I click over and look who popped up. Florida hey. UFOs, Heavenly Angel, yeah. Hey. Guess who I got on the phone for the first fucking time in history?
No, not the first time on the phone. First time on BTR, though.
Well, yeah. BTR history. We got Cyanide, people. That means everybody need to call the fuck up, man. Cyanide is on the phone.
Yeah, let's get some more people in here.
Real.
Jamie, you can call in. Angel, you can call in.
For real, it's party, people. 347-237-5125 is the party line. Beam your ass on up in here.
We're talking about an oil spill and you call it the party line?
Yeah, well, you know. Shit, they off partying while the fucking oil spill is going on. Goddamn senators and shit. These motherfuckers taking vacations and shit. What the hell is that about? X-Talk 1. I want to try to call somebody on that, though, in relations to that. Like, who the fuck can we talk to on that? Let's see. Royal Swedish Comedian. A case study of the world's largest oil spill. But during that time, 475,000 metric tons of oil were spilled. 290 days that shit went on.
Damn.
The full extent of the damage is still unknown. They don't know. They ain't gonna know. How can you tell? You know what I'm saying? Initially, this is back 1979. Because see how they saying that the initial oil will think it's only 5,000. Hell no, man. They were spilling. This was back in the days, and they were spilling off an oil rig, not the oil well itself. We talking about the oil well itself is spewing out oil, not the ship that's spewing out oil. You know what I'm saying? We talking about this shit is coming naturally out of the damn shit. Initially, the spill was estimated to be about 4,500 metric tons per day. However, by the beginning of August, the well had lost over 225,000 metric tons, more oil than had been lost in any previous accident involving offshore drilling or transportation. When the well was finally capped, 290 days after the blowout, a total of 475,000 metric tons of oil had been lost. Man, please.
You know, what's the funny thing is, in a few weeks, when all the birds are getting killed and stuff like that, they will try to collect our money for that trouble. So they will have all kind of benefits on TV trying to collect money for that oil spill, where there's only one who should pay for this.
Our government.
No,
even up for the UFOs. Hold on 1 second, people.
The company whose oil rig it is. Whose company is it? BP?
Yeah, T-Ocean, what the hell? I just said it. I just had it. Hold on. It's something like that. T-Ocean, Thompson, something like that. Hold on. God damn it. Get off the fucking controls, damn it. Pushing the wrong button. I'm trying to push the transporter, man. Goddamn, damn it, pushing everything.
Nothing wrong with some porn music.
Yeah, you know, you got to love that. All right. We got Florida UFOs beamed up in this mofo flipper. What happened?
Yes. What's up?
Oh, man. Just stress, man.
Just got my lazy ass out of bed.
Oh. Man, what time is it? 1:30? It's a good Floridian right there for you, people. That's good Florida time right there. Yeah. 12 to 2. We got 12 to 2 wake hours. Yeah.
That YouTube video I put in there came from Bill and Nancy Burns. It's a thing on the oil. A guy did a test where he took like a 3-gallon bowl and he poured a quart of oil in the water, and then he put hay in there and it absorbed all the oil right up. So they're trying to get this up out to people that we can just use hay to clean this up and then skim it off the top of the water.
I was reading in the news today. Oh, sorry for interrupting. This is kind of news to me. They were trying to collect human hair because they found some cleaning material to get oil out of the water. I think hair must have been the same stuff about.
Yeah, they were talking about that. Tampa News actually was talking about the hair, but they're not going to find enough hair for the damn oil. Hay is everywhere. I mean, hay is just dead grass, and it would create jobs for truckers. They could pay shrimp boat captains to go out there and spread the hay and pick it back up. But yeah, definitely watch the video. It's simple. They put some hay in it and sucks it all up.
It's not simple.
The oil's gone.
It's not simple. It's not simple. Because these dumb assholes could have simply used this shit as a fucking contingency plan and had a goddamn barn, a big building full of fucking hay as just a goddamn contingency plan. So it's not simple. We got fucking scientists getting paid millions of fucking dollars to think of contingency plans and all these billion-dollar products, so it can't be just simple with some fucking hay that can fix our problem. Why aren't these fucking scientists not goddamn Bill and Ted in the goddamn confines of their fucking kitchen making up the goddamn cure to the whole fucking AIDS problem? I mean, it's simple, but it's simply unfucking believable that these dudes sitting up here spending millions and billions of dollars going on vacations and all this shit while this shit is going on, while you got the dumbass American people sitting up here trying to make a fucking fix when it's already a fucking fix. These stupid motherfuckers know what's going on. They know how to do that shit.
Yeah.
Like I've been saying, the shit happened back in 1980 with the ship called the Ixtox. Ixtox 1, I-X-T-O-C. And they already, the same fucking scenario went down. The fucking oil well blew. They had a blowout. You know what I'm saying? All this goddamn, almost 500,000 tons of oil spilled out over like 290 days. You know what I'm saying? To the point where they finally capped it. So this, that, fuck everything else. You capped it. How did you cap it? 25 years ago. How did you cap it to where the same fucking shit has happened now, and you talking about you can't cap the shit? You trying to put a goddamn cork over some bullshit they trying to put over it.
These oil heads, where they come out of the ocean, there's a huge box, and on that box there is a turnoff valve. And in the case of an emergency, they're supposed to launch a mini sub that can go up and turn the damn thing off. For some reason, they haven't been able to do this with this case, and they
and
did get one
technology.
Little. Yeah, they got one little well capped, and last I heard, they were bringing this big dome out to sea. And a lot of scientists are afraid when they put that dome a mile down that the pressure is just going to crack it.
That's what why does it take a scientist to understand that pressure busts pipes.
Yep.
Pressure bust pipes. Once, I don't give a fuck if it's titanium or what the fuck ever. When too much pressure gets to it, it's going to motherfucking explode, or it's going to cause something somewhere along that line to explode or back up, which is going to cause an explosion. Explosion in that whole sentence doesn't belong. And that's what it's going to cause, period. There's no fucking way, man. That shit that they talking about putting over top of it, and it's not even to stop it. It's got a little release valve at the top to where it's just going to slow it down to enough where they can control it and still, you know what I'm saying, control the oil flow. And still, you know what I'm saying, suck the oil up out of it. So they ain't trying to stop. And they ain't trying to stop production. They just want to cap it to a point where they can put another fucking pipe shit over top of it. Okay, and then we're going to tell the people, oh, well, we fixed it. We put a plug over it. So now we're going to put another pipe over top of that, over the plug, and then it's a release valve over top of the plug so we can release the valve safely to pump, continue pump. Man, fuck no. Them fucked
they're
up.
Probably
man.
Chill. They're probably still thinking of a way to cap it, but yet still get all the oil. They're thinking money still.
That's all it is. That's all it is going to be. You know what I'm saying? It's no other way. It's no other way, man. It is no. Hell nah. This is what I'm saying. Okay, this was back in 1980. During the removal of the pipe drilling, mud suddenly began to flow up towards the surface. Normally, this flow can be stopped by activating shear rams contained in the blowout preventer. These rams are designed to sever and seal off the well on the ocean floor. However, in this case, drill collars had been brought in line with the BOP, and the BOP rams were not able to sever the thick steel walls of the drill collars, leading to a catastrophic blowout. The drilling mud was followed by a large quantity of oil and gas at an increasing flow rate. The oil and gas fumes exploded on contact with the operating pump motors, starting a fire which led to the collapse of the drilling tower, which led to the collapse of the platform, which is the tower. The collapse caused damage to the underlying well structures, and the damage to the well structures led to the release of significant quantities of oil into the ocean. Now, this is back in 1980. It took over 9 months to fucking cap. Took over 9 months, covered three million barrels. 3 million barrels spilled out and covered over 162 miles. Come the fuck on, man. Are you telling me that you got satellites in the air that can give you satellite imagery of this shit going on, but y'all can't figure out no other fucking way just to get some goddamn oil off the top of some fucking water?
They should have been working on that for years and years and years. They should have had scenarios for every possible oil disaster that can occur. Well, not good enough, probably.
Yeah. This is nutty news. Sorry to Heavenly Age. She asked what the nutty news is at. Honestly, this is nutty, man. If it don't get any nuttier than this, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to read no news today because this shit here is just past nutty to me. I done called the goddamn head of the fucking company that manufactures the damn what the hell is this? What the hell is that? Let me go back to him. That's the head that manufactured the Deepwater Horizon, which is the name of the oil rig. You know what I'm saying? The company, what the fuck is their name? I want the name. God damn it. Transocean. That's the name. Transocean is the actual owner, is the company of it. You know what I'm saying? And this shit here, man, when I called him, he claimed he was in the car driving and shit, which he was still willing to answer questions. But as soon as I told him that I was with the media, you know what I'm saying, I had a couple of questions. I'm not taking any questions from the media. All right, come the fuck on, man. Yeah, imagine that. Let's see. We got members of Elastic and American Marine Incorporation. Can we call any of these motherfuckers? Inspect a fire boom containing collected oil prior to conducting a controlled burn in the Gulf of. And this is what's killing me. Why the fuck are you collecting the oil and burning the shit in the ocean? And burning the shit in the water?
Yeah, that's even worse.
What the fuck sense does that make? Because once you burn all that shit off, then the actual harmful chemicals itself break down, and then all of that shit goes back into the water, including the air. Man,
and up
fine.
Into the air, yeah.
You come the fuck on, people. Who is smoking on crack here? Somebody smoking on crack. Well, I'm finna call Elastic Marine Company. We're gonna call their ass up. The fuck y'all talking about? Since y'all keep developing all of this shit for oil spills. Why the hell y'all ain't developed this goddamn shit from way fucking back in 1985? A blowout preventer. Do y'all have a blowout preventer? That's what I want to know. All right, here we go, people. Hold on. We call them the Elastic American Marine, based out of Kearney, Illinois.
please press 1. For the operator, press 0. If you know your party's extension number, you may enter it now. For a directory of extensions, please press 8. Again, if you need immediate attention, please dial 0 for the operator. Thank you.
Oh, they have a Florida office. No, I don't want them. I'm going to call
Please
Florida.
Hold a moment.
They got a Florida office. Hold on.
Thank you for calling Alastec America Marine. For sales, press 1. Please listen carefully as our menu options and extension numbers have changed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because it's fucking instrument.
Enter it now. For our directory of extensions, please press 8. Or for immediate attention, please dial 0. Thank you.
Man, you ain't gonna give me what the fuck I want. But...
Please hold a moment.
Elastic American Marine, this is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Oh, well, let's see, Stephanie. How you doing today?
I am doing good. How can I assist you?
Trying to find somebody who can speak with me about what's actually going on in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm a member of the of a radio station, local radio show host, and I'm doing a topic on water. And basically the topic is the effects of what's actually happening out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
Is there anybody who I could speak with?
Yes. The person that you would be able to speak with, her name is Keisha, but right now she's out for lunch.
Oh.
Do you mind leaving a message on her voicemail? And as soon as she gets back in the office, she'll get with you?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I'll be going off the air in probably like 15 minutes. Is there a good time I can call her, like possibly tomorrow?
Yeah, as long as you catch her before 1 o'clock, you'd be able to speak with her.
Okay.
Because she's a, the best way I can explain is like I can pass you over to her line, but she's actually in our Illinois facility, and that's why she's on a different lunchtime than us.
Oh, okay, yeah, because actually I'm in Florida and I seen the Illinois
right.
facility, and I was actually gonna call that number, but I thought this was, you know what I'm saying, a Florida-based outfit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, either one you call, you'll be able to get a hold of her. It's, you know, it's just I'm explaining why she's at lunch.
Right.
You know, so as long as you catch her before 1 o'clock, because that's noon their time.
Okay. And what if you don't mind me asking, what position do you play as far as the company's concerned?
My position?
Yes.
I'm the receptionist.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll be getting a little too deep for you then.
Yes, you would.
Okay, I'll give her a call. And her name is Keisha?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, too.
All right.
All right, bye.
Well, I ain't want to call a ignoramus or anything. You know what I'm saying? Fucking secretary. You can't do anything for me because my mother's the secretary, and she runs the whole fucking company, so you know what I'm saying? Hey, can't even speak on that. All right, people. We're going to be calling Keisha back tomorrow. And we'll see what the hell Elastic Marine Company. Somebody going to give me some fucking answers. But shit ain't right. I just ain't going for that. You know what I'm saying? You're making too many. They make vacuum pumps, portable vacuum pumps. You know what I'm saying? Portable tanks that can suck up a whole fucking ocean and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you telling me you can't motherfucking have a pump that sucks out the oil and separates the fucking water. You telling me you don't have that? I just don't buy that.
They have that.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy the fact that you can't build a little plant right off of the fucking wherever the hell you at, another fucking oil rig that its only job is to suck up oil. And then remove it, run another pipe, you know what I'm saying, over the top of the fucking ocean or some goddamn way. I don't know where the fuck you're going to run it at. You know what I'm saying? Right under the ocean line, right to a damn refinery, you know what I'm saying, wherever the closest land is to a goddamn oil refinery, so y'all can start fucking refining that oil and then shipping it out fucking from right there. Stop trying to wait to put it on barges and all that shit to get it to its appropriate place. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, it all comes down to money. Who's going to compensate off of, you know what I'm saying, that refining that oil? And how are we going to compensate off of it? And then fuck the American people, you know what I'm saying, your wildlife, your natural resources, and everything else. Right about now, we're concerned about our currency and our financial situation. And then that's in the nutty news that I read with the fucking congressman or senator, whoever the fuck he was, that took his ass on them, him and his family on the four-day vacation, you know what I'm saying? Which, if I had it, hold on, let me go into the nutty news, because I'll call his ass up. That's what we need to do. You can call his ass up and explain, hey, man, why the fuck are you supposed to be the head dude on this damn shit? You know what I'm saying? You wasn't in place to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, that do nothing. You on vacation. Y'all let me find his name. Hold on. Find his fucking name. Call his goddamn ass up.
Should try to get a hold of the governor's office and see what they have to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, you're talking about our governor?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I called them the other day and left them a message asking why they can't simply solve this using regular methods that are already proven, like the Hay method. It don't take a genius to figure this shit out. Yet they're, you know, waiting around. If this thing goes on for 9 months like the last one, it's going to be over.
Oh, man. It's going to be, yeah, pass once, over. Yeah.
Once it hits that current, it's going to come all the way down the west coast of Florida, and then once it hits the Keys, it's going to shoot out to the Atlantic. Where'd that other one take place you were talking about that went for 9 months?
Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, it did.
Bruh, come on, man. This all happened in the same fucking place, dog. This is not a new occurrence. This shit is just a reoccurrence.
Oh, shit.
Approximately an average of 10,000 to 30,000 barrels per day were discharged into the Gulf of Mexico until it was finally capped on March 23rd, 1980. Prevailing currents carried the oil towards the Texas coastline. The U.S. government had 2 months to prepare booms to protect major inlets. This is 2010. Y'all motherfuckers got high-tech boats to detect drugs inside the boats. You motherfuckers got shit to detect goddamn illegal immigrants being brought into the goddamn country. But $1 billion fucking year industry, and you telling me that you don't have contingency plans, and something that is so important that affects our goddamn natural resources directly. No fucking way. This was back in 1980. 162 miles of beaches. 1,421 birds. See, because it sounds like a small number when I say 1,421. That sounds like a small number.
Yeah.
But if I say 1,421 birds were affected by 3 million barrels, and you can't even mention the sea life that's been lost. You don't know what species of fish is permanently gone, what might not ever come back. You know what I'm saying? Or might have left and went to another fucking part of the Gulf and won't never come back. So we won't know about them because now they're gonna, you know, inbreed with something else, and then it's gonna become something else. You know what I'm saying? So it won't even be that fucking fish again. It's just so many diabolical effects that this shit is going to cause. But no fucking reason that goddamn Bill and fucking Ted are standing in the goddamn kitchen with a fucking bowl. Two goddamn salad bowls. And you telling me that you can't fucking... Man.
What's that noise?
Must be watching a video.
We think this is a good idea. We're pitching this idea, but we would like to be able to do the work.
That ain't finna happen. See what he just said? Money, people, money. Just because you came up with the idea, you didn't patent the shit. You fucked up right there. You should have patented it instead of fucking making a YouTube. You know what I'm saying? The fucking Haymaker 4000 or some shit. The Hay Sucker. Or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Put some old fucking plastic fucking cover over it. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Make it industry wary. That's all they want to do is be able to fucking regulate the shit. You know what I'm saying? And be able to sell it. You know? They ain't finna give you the contract for it, though. Because then you finna take, that's a fucking million, billion dollar contract they would have to grant you. Come on, people. With simple hate, you have to grant these two dudes millions of dollars of contracts for them to go out, and then all they're going to do is go into their homie's backyard, collect all these fucking bales and bales of hay that's been sitting back there doing nothing, and then they're going to motherfucking send that shit out to the fucking water, soak it up, and why you telling me, you know what I'm saying, why all that soaking is going on, you know what I'm saying, that you can't figure out a fucking way just to recap that goddamn, because it's a broken piece of whale. It's not like the ocean floor is just open, you know what I'm saying, and the shit's just shooting up. So why you can't get down there and fucking bend the goddamn whale back closed? And just close the bitch off. You know, it's, I don't know. It's a little too confusing for me. I'm about to get a headache thinking about the bullshit because it's just that. Bullshit. Let's see. Tom Strickland works as the chief of staff to interior secretary. No, I want to contact this fag. Yeah. For Fish and Wildlife. Man, President Obama nominated him. Man. Y'all motherfuckers, boy. You gotta hate some people, man. You know, you really don't like to hate people. Some people just, yeah, they, you just gotta want to put your whole foot in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Your whole foot. All right, well, check it, people. I only got like 3 minutes left and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's too much research to be done in goddamn 2 hours and shit. We need a fucking team to goddamn get on this goddamn shit, man, because something ain't right. This fucking cover-up going on. And with only some goddamn hate as being the goddamn simple fucking solution that it will cost no money at all, I think upon us as just American citizens, we also just take it upon ourselves to drive a bale of hay out to the motherfucking Gulf of Mexico to make a fucking point. Everybody just needs to just in their cars, get a fucking bale of fucking hay, put it in your pickup truck, put it in your car, and that's a fucking protest. Line the beaches with motherfucking hate. You feel me? Fuck the government. Line the beaches with a bunch of fucking hate, and then make them motherfuckers come and remove the hate. What you gonna do with the hate? Duh, you might as well use it, you stupid asses. We done brought it out here, and you know the fucking idea will work.
They're probably waiting until they can get their money invested in haystock.
Oh, I ain't think about that. And farm stock. You feel me? Yeah. And fucking agriculture, whatever the fuck will reproduce. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. Every action, every man-made action is opposite and equal reaction.
Smelly, we have 1 minute remaining. Why don't you give a header for the show tomorrow?
Yeah, man. Well, hell, we're going to be doing the same fucking thing tomorrow, man. Time to talk about our Water Tuesday, goddammit. In German. Shit. And then Skype callers, man, if y'all can find out for me, too. If we can call the Switzerland, because I really want to call the Switzerland. I call their goddamn head office and shit. Talk somebody in the fucking Swiss office. You know what I'm saying? Because the only way you're going to get the truth, man, is we talk to somebody outside of the country. You know what I'm saying? That's looking in on the U.S. Even we can call the goddamn BCC or something. But we ain't gonna get nowhere here.
You can get an international monthly call, $12. You can call anywhere in the world.
And what is it?
It's $12. You can call anywhere in the world on Skype. Go to Skype.com. $3. You can call the U.S. and the United States and Canada. $12. You can call anywhere in the world.
Okay, but now Skype doesn't do the three-way calling, though.
Yeah, you can get however many people you want on there. You just click add a person up top.
Oh, we can test it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Hey, man, why not? Thank you, brother. You know what I'm saying? For fucking letting me hear your voice off a talk box.
Well, this is better. This isn't like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. when I'm lying in bed, mostly stoned. And they ask me, sign I call in. No, thank you.
That's real. And Florida UFOs, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head to the skies, man. I'm still waiting on my goddamn telescope. You know, you got a telescope?
I got a telescope.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, Sai's got the real telescope.
What? That's weird. We don't have a fucking telescope observatory down here.
Yeah, I know. Over on the East Coast, we had a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, nowhere around this motherfucker can you go and look up in the skies on a telescope. Nowhere. Except for fucking Mosey.
You might want to check a community college or something. They might have one. That's where we had one on the East Coast.
That's open to the public?
Yeah. They used to have laser light shows there, and then you can go in there, and they do star watches and stuff.
Yeah, I might look into that, because it's time to look up to the stars, people, and look beyond, because this shit that you see in front of your face is fictitious. It's all a painted dream. And then Nether, he talking about Sinai, said he want to come here to the U.S. I'm like, yeah, but shit, you can still drink your water.
Yeah.
Any place warm. Doesn't need to be U.S.
Okay.
Caribbean is also too close to the oil spill.
Yeah, and I told my own my girl in Hawaii, I was like, shit, you better enjoy the fucking beach while you can, because, that's way away from us. How in the hell? Water is all around the goddamn planet.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck water flows, goddamn it, that oil is going to fucking flow.
I want to move to Vanuatu. That's the islands in the South Pacific where the indigenous people still live.
That sounds nice.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Vanuatu. We have to look that up.
Vanuatu. It's close to New Zealand, but it's out more in the South Pacific.
Yeah, check that out. All right. Well, hey, people. I got to get the fuck up out of here, smoke some more weed. Carry on.
With
my Monday. And I'll holler at y'all later. Thank y'all very much for tuning in. Wrecking the Game Radio. And you can give your show shout-outs real quick if you like.
Well, mine's just Florida UFO Radio at floridaufo.radio.com.
And I have nothing to plug at the moment.
He's at Netherlands. The Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, bro. All
right, bye, guys.
See y'all later.